B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alyssa, you sent us a direct message on Facebook saying that you think your boyfriend Mike is cheating on you, and this all stems back to a trip that you took?
Yeah, we took a trip, like, a few months ago, but I have to, like, go from the beginning. We had been together, at that point, 4 months, and he invited me to go to Costa Rica, and I was like, oh, amazing. But everything was already planned, so I asked him, I was like, was this a trip that you were going to take with someone else? And then, like, what happened? And he goes, maybe. And I was like, okay, well, is it an ex-girlfriend? And he goes, maybe. And I was like, okay.
Well, if he told you, Alyssa, that it was his ex or somebody like that, would you have not gone on because it's like a dirty trip?
No, I mean, I would have gone. I don't
free
think
trip's
I would,
a free
like,
trip, Manny.
I mean, it probably would have been tainted a little, but I would have liked to know. You know, it's worse to go on a trip with someone and like not know that it was meant for someone else. You know, but he just kept saying maybe. And like that's super weird.
Okay, so you go on this trip, and then like, what makes you think that he's cheating now?
I'll tell you. We go on this trip, and he starts crying like maybe like 4 or 5 times throughout the entire trip. And every time I asked him, you know, I would try to console him, like, "Hey, are you okay?" He'd be like, "Oh yeah, sorry. I'm just really emotional here." And then I would, like, try to move furniture, and he would either, like, stop, like, start, and then, like, say he couldn't do it, or just flat out be like, no, I can't.
So
I don't, like...
Ever since the trip, has he been acting that way after that, or...?
I mean, he's been acting weird, like, very, like, standoffish, but, like... It was really the trip that made me think, like, hey, something's not right here.
You want to know what I think, and it's not good.
What?
I think that was his honeymoon.
Really? A honeymoon?
I think that was his honeymoon trip. To be that emotional, 5 times he cried on the trip to Costa Rica for a week?
Is it cheating? Because if he broke up with his ex, he just didn't tell her.
Right, but he's still wrapped up in the ex. Yeah, I guess it's not cheating. But he's still like emotionally attached to someone else.
So, Alyssa,
I asked him multiple times, like, if this trip was meant for someone else, you know?
Okay.
And all he said was, like, maybe. So, if it actually were, I would hope that he would have enough respect for me to say something. You know what I mean?
I've never been so excited to call someone to find out what's going on, because I think we all have our own interpretation. All right, let's call him. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that note, especially if the person's name isn't yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, Roy, hit him up on
like
a cell.
I'm really nervous.
Are you sure you want to do this?
You don't have to.
We never force anyone.
I want to. I'm scared. I don't know what he's going to say.
Okay, calling him up right now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mike, please.
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a brand new local gift company, and we're doing some grassroots marketing, trying to get our name out there, and we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses for people to send to someone, and all we ask is that they tell someone about our services in exchange.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just not interested right now, but thanks for the call.
Sir, I can assure you it is free. I don't need a credit card from you. There's nothing to tie us together. I need the name of the person, the address, and what you'd like a card to say.
So this is legit. You don't need anything from me.
Yeah, just tell a friend that you used Flowers for You. I just need the name of that person you'd like to send these flowers to.
Okay. Name of the person is Laura. Okay. L-A-U-R-A.
All right, perfect. And then I also have this card to go with your flowers. What would you like to put on the note?
Maybe this will help you realize nothing happened in Costa Rica. I love you. Oh, yeah, put that in all caps.
Which part? The nothing happened in Costa Rica or the I love you?
In all caps. The last part, I love you.
Okay.
See, I knew something was going on. Who's Laura? And why are you promising her that nothing happened in Costa Rica?
Mike, that's Alyssa. She's on the phone. You're actually on War of the Roses with the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
Yeah, they call you.
And I was actually kind of rooting for you. I thought that maybe you weren't cheating. This was like a trip you planned with your ex, but it sounds like you're clearly cheating on Alyssa, Mike. Come clean.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm a little caught off guard here, obviously.
Mike, who is Laura, and why did you have to tell her that absolutely nothing happened in Costa Rica with your girlfriend, Alyssa? Why is it Laura's business what happens between you and your girlfriend, unless Laura's your girlfriend, too?
She's my ex-fiance.
That you still have feelings for. Just say it.
I was completely caught off guard, but honestly, yes.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Thanks for the free trip to Costa Rica. Enjoy your life.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closets. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.